Good evening. The television and radio stations of the United States...
Howard K. Smith, the broadcaster who moderated the first televised presidential debate, died on Friday. Smith was a reporter known for many firsts and one important last. He was the last American to leave Berlin just before Germany declared war on the United States in 1941. At the time, he was Berlin bureau chief for CBS News. Smith told the story to Bob Edwards.
And I enjoyed our going away party so much, I thought, let me stay one more day. And my friend said, no, get on the train and get out of here. Thank heavens they did, because the next day was December the 7th, 1941. Pearl Harbor was bombed and we were in the war. If I'd stayed, I would have been locked up.
Howard K. Smith was one of the Murrow Boys, the group of reporters hired by the legendary Edward R. Murrow at CBS. NPR's Daniel Shore worked at CBS and says what made Smith a great journalist was his point of view.
And he didn't give you just an objective recital. People talk a lot about objectivity in these days. In those days, people talked about having a point of view so you could help people to understand what the problem was.
That point of view eventually drove Smith from CBS in 1961. He was narrating a civil rights documentary called Who Speaks for Birmingham. He planned to end with an Edmund Burke quote, "All that is necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing." His bosses cut the quote, saying it was editorializing.
Anyhow, they suspended me as chief of the Washington office, said, don't go in the office anymore. They invited me to New York. If you're going to be fired with class. I was invited to Paley's office for a lunch with Frank Stanton, the president, and Salant, the chief of the news department. And in the course of it, he fired me. He said, if that's what you think, get out. And I said, that's what I think, and I got out.
He went on to work for ABC News for another 18 years as a reporter, a news anchor, and a commentator. Daniel Shore says that Smith wanted to be like an old-time reporter with a press card in his hat band. Shore has pictures of them sitting together, and Smith always is the one wearing the fedora. Howard K. Smith died of pneumonia. He was 87.